السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Just a quick announcement. Eid prayer will be right here at the masjid. And we have a 7:30 and a 9:30. And you have to register to be able to attend Eid prayer. جزاكم الله خير.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار والبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى The Lord and the Creator and the Master of the world, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in, may peace and blessing Allah be upon him and upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is his last and final prophet and messenger. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihaza, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We thank Allah that He guided to faith, to obedience, to the way of Iman and Islam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us the Qur'an and He gave us Ramadan. And he made it possible for us to worship him, to fast in this month. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. It is his guidance. And had it not been his guidance, we would not have been guided. مَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ So we are now in this last Friday of this blessed month. There are only a few days left of this blessed time. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he give us some more time in our life, inshallah, so that we witness another month of Ramadan. And we pray to him and we fast to give us iman and taqwa and strength and will to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. You know, the feeling of the believer toward the end of Ramadan, it is the intensity of in the worship. It is not that, okay, now is the time we are tired and we want to get out of it. We try to hold it up to the last minute. Try to do as much ibadah as possible. And do more and more tawbah and more istighfar. More zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More tilawah of the Quran. More salat. More nawafil. All of these things. So intensity, they become the peak time for worship. Become the peak time for goodness. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرُ شَدَّ الْمِئْذَرُ أَيْقَذَ أَهْلَهُ أَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ When the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan come, the Prophet ﷺ put tight his belt, means become very active, which make his night alive. That means make the like more awake during the night. And he wake up his families. And Rasulullah used to do more ibadah during the last these days. Many people do itikaf during this time. Unfortunately, we are not able to do it because of the COVID situation this year. But inshallah, we will do it again when the things become better. But there is a possibility that you do it at your home. You spend some time alone by yourself and do your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua, your istighfar, you can do that. So this is the time, my brothers and sisters, take good advantage of this time. Don't let it go. Increase your ibadat, increase your tawbah and istighfar, increase your sadaqat. Those of you who give your zakat during Ramadan, if you have not done that, pay your zakah. It's a great time. You will receive more reward for that. Zakatul Fitr is supposed to be paid before the Eid prayer. And you can do that now. It's $12 per person in the family, for young and old, male or female. On behalf of everyone, the head of the household should pay $12. And this money goes to the poor and the needy. And alhamdulillah, we have been already giving to those who have asked for that. So the needy families, they are being helped with that. And it is supposed to be paid before the Eid prayer. Also, this is the time to help your Islamic Society of Orange County. The masjid needs your help. Support it. So by helping the masjid, you will also receiving the reward and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the services. Inshallah, become better. More things can be done with your help and with your support. So take advantage of this time. You know, there is the ayah in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ And they do whatever they do while their hearts tremble because they are returning to their Lord. And they are the ones who rush to do good things and they want to go ahead of others. يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ They do whatever they do, and their hearts are trembling. The wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, "Who are these people, O Messenger of Allah? Are these people are those who commit sin? They steal and they drink alcohol, and they commit adultery. These are the people, they do all these sins, and then their hearts, they still have fear of Allah. Are these people?" The Prophet said, "No. These are the people who pray, and these are the people who fast, and these are the people who give sadaqah, but still they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So that is the attitude of the believer. The more we do good, the more humble we become before Allah. The more we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we don't rely on our deeds. We don't say that, "I have prayed enough, now Allah has to give me the Jannah." Or, "I have fasted enough, so Allah has given me the Jannah." So we don't rely on our deeds. We do the deeds, but at the same time we depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we fear that we have not done any mistakes, any shortcomings, anything wrong in our deeds. So that is the attitude of the believers. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do good deeds. So that is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer is a person, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكْ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكْ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, "But ask, what is iman, O Messenger of Allah?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Iman is this, that when you do something good, you feel happy. And when you do something wrong, you feel sad, which feel bad." So happiness of the believer is because something good I have done. And this is gratefulness to Allah, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Happiness in the sense of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how many people are very healthy, but they don't fast? How many people, they are very wealthy, but they don't give anything for the cause of Allah? How many people have the opportunities, but they don't use these opportunities? So be thankful to Allah when you do something good. If you are able to give some zakat, be thankful to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I had something. Allah gave me enough. So I am able to provide for myself, for my family, and I'm still able to give something. So this is the sarrat ka hasanatuk. Your sadaqah should make you satisfied, happy in your heart. And if you don't do something good, then you feel bad inside. Why did I delay my prayer? Why I did not read the Quran today? Why I did not do my sadaqah, my zakat? Why somebody asked me to do something and I turned away from that person? Why I misbehaved to my spouse? Why I did not treat my children well? These things should bother inside. And this feeling inside, this worry inside, is a part of iman. Because believers are those who, when they do something wrong, they feel sad. They feel bad. They want to correct themselves. They want to improve themselves. That should be the attitude of iman. That should be the attitude of faithfulness. In a similar way, when you do something good, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we depend upon Allah. We depend not on our prayers. We do not depend upon our fast. We do not depend upon our sadaqah. We depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is merciful to us, thankful to Allah for that. If Allah accept that, we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and increase His mercy upon us and give us more of His blessings. Now there's, of course, there are things by which we are worried also. We are worried because this pandemic is still going on. Alhamdulillah, here in California, things are better, although there are fears that it might spike. But there are other places where people are suffering. Millions of people are suffering. Millions of people are in difficulty. And people are dying. So this is something that bothers us. And we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty from the humanity. There are a lot of sins that have been committed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not punish us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us and forgive us and bring the humanity to the right path. We also see the suffering of people who lost their jobs, who do not have the means to take care of themselves. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for them. We also should be concerned about the people who are suffering because the inhumanity of the human beings towards human beings. There's a lot of difficulty going on. Recently, even just today or yesterday, there was the shooting in the Masjid al-Aqsa. Many people hurt, injured. That's in the courtyard of the Masjid al-Aqsa. There was a shooting. Israeli army had shots. So people are suffering in Palestine. People are suffering in Kashmir. People are suffering in Syria. People are suffering in Rohingya. People are suffering in China. Many people. So these sufferings should feel inside for the pain of the people. مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who do not care for the affairs of Muslims, they don't belong to them. الْمُسْلِمُونَ فِي التَّوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عَضُّ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The Prophet said, Muslims in their mutual love, mutual care, mutual concern for each other, like one body. If one part of the body has pain, the whole body is also in pain. The whole body cannot sleep, have pain, suffering, and fever because of that. So we should have concern for others, for other human beings, Muslims as well as others, and try to see that what we can do. We can do in a peaceful way, in a legal way, what we can do to help others, as well as we remember them in our dua, in our prayers. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the month of Ramadan passes with blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, for our families, and remove the difficulties of those who are in difficulties. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuh wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Please make dua for people who are not well. Sister Shehnaz Madar, Sister Noor Rifai, Sister Kausar Khan, Brother Mubid Ubaidi, Brother Habib Ubaidi, Brother Sajid Subhani, Brother Haq Malik, Brother Harun Hussein, Brother Abdul Halim Khan, and Sister Samia Hinton. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. May Allah remove their difficulties. Those whose names we have mentioned, and there are many others whose names we have not mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them. All those who are suffering, all those who are in pain, all those who are in difficulty, may Allah remove their difficulty. Make dua maqfira for Brother Hassan Ismail and Brother Salim Anwar Badat. May Allah give them maqfira. Allahumma qfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa'asti'a madkhalahum. Allahumma akhtil khatayahum bilma'i wassalji walbarad. اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم جازهم بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين، وأن معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وزكاتنا وصدقاتنا، اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة After the prayer, please stay for a few minutes. Our chairman will say a few words to you. So just stay after the salat for a few minutes. Barakallahu fikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو واستقيموا please make straight lines الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم وتخفوه يعذبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا إله إلا الله Please stay just for a few minutes. Brother Hassan will speak to you. تقبل الله منا منكم صالح الأعمال إن شاء الله.
Assalamu alaikum, jazakallah khair, Dr. Siddiqui. I had the pleasure of speaking to you last Friday, and I want to give a sincere thank to everybody who contributed to the Power of 1000. We're about 246 short from our goal. So inshallah, what I'm going to do today, I know everybody has to go back to work. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to ask for your help 5 minutes, okay? So I need somebody with an iPhone to help keep me honest. So when I tell you, Brother Lutfi, can you help me? Set a timer for 5 minutes when I tell you. Okay? So we're just gonna do like a fundraiser for 5 minutes, but first I'm gonna tell you a story, okay? And I need somebody to help me with the count. Can you help me with the count, brother? Okay, alhamdulillah. He hates it when I do that to him. Thank you, Zaki Bhai. Okay. So when I say go, we'll set the timer for 5 minutes. He's gonna help me count, and then we'll see how much we can get, inshallah. It's gonna be very quick. But I'm gonna tell you the story first. I don't know if a lot of you know, I actually spend most of my life on the East Coast. When I moved to the West Coast, I got a job in Beverly Hills, and the closest masjid was King Fahd Masjid in West LA. I don't know if anybody has been there before. The parking situation is very tight, LA traffic, so it will take me 30 to 40 minutes to go to the masjid, 40 minutes to come back. So I had to be very efficient and not waste a lot of time so I don't get fired from my job. But I always would get there really late, like right on time. And there was always a spot outside the masjid, and it's always empty. I was like, subhanAllah, Allah is saving this for me. So I will park my car there, and I will rush in, and I always made it. I come out, I take my car, and I go. But I always wonder why that spot is always empty. Now, having lived in the East Coast, it's very, suburbia, right? We didn't have a lot of the curb, like the coloring for the curb, the curbs. So I noticed that curb was painted green, and I had no idea what green meant. I knew what red meant, don't park there. I assumed green was the opposite. So I was parked in this one parking spot outside the masjid, next to the 7-Eleven, everybody knows the area, where it's green. And I got away with it for like 6 months. I would always come there, it's empty, subhanAllah, nobody ever parks there. I put my car there, I rush in, I pray, and I leave, and everything was working fine. One Friday, I leave the masjid, and I go to my car, and I have a ticket on the windshield. And the explanation, it says, parking in a loading zone. So I read the sign. It says it's 20-minute parking. I had no idea, but I had been parking there for 6 months. Going to Jumu'ah, King Fahd Masjid was not my home masjid. It was just when I worked in L.A., I went there. So for 6 months, every Jumu'ah, I parked there. The ticket was $65. You know, brothers and sisters, I was happy to pay that ticket because it gave me free parking for 6 months, right? I had no problem paying that ticket. Now, take that story. Think about your experience at ISOC. Maybe this is not your home masjid. Maybe this is the masjid because you work nearby. This is your Friday masjid. Your home masjid is Tustin or Irvine or your Belinda or somewhere else, right? So maybe you only come here for Friday. So you come here 52 times a year, right? Maybe this is your home masjid. You come here 3 times, 5 times, 7 times a week, alhamdulillah, whatever the case might be. But think about, maybe you're visiting from out of town. You just happen to be here, right? Whatever the case is, think about the parking. You have free parking. You park your car. You come in here. So even if you just come here on Fridays, and I ask you to contribute $100 to the power of 1,000, that's $2 a week for parking. That's a really good deal. That's coming here every Friday for 52 Fridays a year, from this Ramadan until next Ramadan, $2 a week, right? So I think it's a really good deal. And also, I think we will reach our goal. We reach it every year. My job is to give you the opportunity to participate. So we have people in the masjid, main hall, we have people on the side, we have sisters upstairs, we have two large tents outside. I think we have close to 700 people right now. So what I want to do, are you ready? I need a 5-minute timer. Just can you help him set a timer for 5 minutes? Okay, you can do it. So what I'm going to do for 5 minutes, think about how much you want to give. I'm looking for 246 sponsors to get to 1,000. So if you want to be one sponsor, you raise one finger, two fingers, five fingers, right? And then I'll count, and we'll just, 5 minutes, we'll stop, so everybody can go back to work, okay? And I want to see how much we can do, like a flash fundraising, 5 minutes. Are you guys ready? Sister Sabiha, are you upstairs?
I am upstairs. Not sure if you can hear me down.
Oh, I see. I can't hear you. Okay, you ready? All right, we have Brother Munir outside. We have Omar counting. If you're in the side room, please make yourself visible. Just all I need is a number on the hand, okay? So ready? We're going to do 5 minutes. Ready? Set. No, don't set it. Don't start it yet. And then you're going to stop me at 5, okay? Yes. That timer doesn't look legit. Okay, ready. So we have 5 minutes. Okay, and yes, I'll give you the numbers. Okay, so anybody, you can raise your hand. You can do one. I have one, alhamdulillah. I have one here. I have two there. I have one. I see your hand. One over there. One right here. I have one upstairs in the side rooms. I have one in the side room. Anybody? I have another one in the side room. Jazakumullah khair. Another one right here. Another one right there. I have three upstairs. By the way, this is also online. So if you're online and you're watching this and you want to contribute, please do it. Brother Hassan can catch the online donations and he can text that to me, inshallah. So even if you're online, you can be part of this. So I have 4 more minutes to go. Okay, so let's go. Sister Sabiha, upstairs. Anybody on the side rooms? All right, let me check my messages.
So we have one more from upstairs.
We have one more upstairs. We have two from outside. Let's just keep it going, guys. 5 minutes and we'll see how much. Omar, do you have anybody outside? Two right here. Jazakumullah khair. Let's keep it going. Anybody in the tents, Brother Munir, Brother Hassan, anybody
one
online?
One more, Brother Hassan from upstairs.
One more upstairs. We have one more right here. Jazakallah khair, brother.
One more.
One more. Two. Is that two or three? One and then two. I got your two. Thank you. Brother Munir, do you have anybody outside other than the two? Remember, this is the last 10 days. I have one more right here. This is the last 10 days. So whatever you give, inshallah, will be multiplied. I have one more outside. And I have two minutes left. 2 minutes left, guys. And by the way, if you only come here for Friday, this is probably the last time we're going to see you in Ramadan, inshallah. Right? So this is a great chance for you to be part of the masjid operations until next Ramadan. If you're visiting from out of town, just go ahead and contribute, because then you're going to forget about ISOC. You're going to go back to where you're from, right? But your donation is going to stay here, right? Inshallah, you'll see the reward on the Day of Judgment. Even if you're visiting, I encourage you to contribute.
One more upstairs.
One more upstairs. One more outside. Anybody else?
One more upstairs, sir.
One more upstairs. I have five. Jazakallah khair. Five. I have three.
One more upstairs.
One more. Munir, I'm not hearing from you.
One more.
One more upstairs.
One more, sir.
One more. All right, there's a minute and a half left. Let's go ahead and end it. Jazakumullah khair. I want everybody to get back to work. May Allah reward you. Do you have a total? 39? Okay, jazakumullah khair. If you had the intention to donate, oh, I have four. Just, you can add four from outside. If you have the intention, please go ahead and do it. This is your masjid. We ask you to support it. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.